You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Shona Hendricks with us once again and a fabulous question from Gordon. Gordon is asking about the concentration of his urine, essentially saying, after my long run this weekend, my urine was very concentrated. Is this normal? He says he drank 24 ounces during the run and 70 ounces total for the day. And he said his urine looked much better later on in the day, much lighter in color. Any thoughts on the above would be much appreciated.
Yeah, I was just about to ask how much water was or hydration was consumed during the run, because that would be key. I think another key point that people often forget is your hydration before your run, right? So a lot of what you're doing the night before, you know, make sure that you're hydrated going into your run, because whatever you're then hydrating during your run is almost, it's not topping it up. It's replacing what should have been in there from the night before. So yeah, and you've pretty much answered your own question here, because the more water you drank through the day, the lighter in color that urine was, it, which meant that you were getting more and more hydrated. And so that is the goal. It sounds to me like you did everything right in terms of during and post your run. I think the key thing would be the hydration before the run. I mean, it's got a lot to do with, I mean, I guess if you had a glass of wine the night before, or, you know, and just not enough water for the days leading up to that long run, that will definitely have had an effect there.
Cool, Gordon. Great question. Thank you very much for that. Also, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago on the podcast about the practical nutrition for the over 50s athlete. There is a module on there on hydration, so definitely worth checking that out as well. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.